He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Good day, folks. At least it will be if you decide that's what it's going to be for you. That's my philosophy anyway. Of course, it's not hard to have a great day with the kind of weather we've been blessed with here in the Tularosa Basin lately. Nice cool breezes with the occasional splatter of a mild rain. Just what we need here in the desert. I am Jason Kirkman, and I'm still working on bringing back the nickel soda pop. I'm here to warm your hearts and jog your memories with music from years gone by. So let's go ahead and get on with it right now on the Jason Kirkman Show. The association with the Long Comes Mary. Here's Ray Charles with Ain't That Love.
Now, baby, when you sigh, I wanna sigh with you. When you cry, I wanna cry some too. Now, ain't that love? Oh, ain't that love that I feel in my heart for you. When your friend turn their back on you, I'll be here. See you through. Now ain't that love?
Ain't that love?
Ain't that love? Ain't that love, baby, that I feel in my heart for you. Now when you walk,
when you walk,
I wanna walk with you. When you talk,
when you talk,
wanna talk some too. Now ain't that love? Don't you know, baby, don't you know, ain't that love? squeeze you as tight as I can. Baby, don't you need me by your side to protect you and be your guide? Baby, I'm so in love with you. I do anything you tell me to. Now, ain't that love?
Ain't that love?
Ain't that love?
Ain't that love?
Come on now.
Here's a classic from Neil Sedaka. Here's Calendar Girl.
Steal the show. Yeah, yeah. The heart's in a whirl. I love, I love, I love my little calendar girl. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the
Did you ever want to stop at a car dealership and just look around, no intention to buy, but they just wouldn't let you? Well, here's an idea. Next time you pull over into a car dealership just to look and somebody approaches you, try this.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Are you looking for anything in particular? Just around anything?
I want a 2003 Grand Marquis GS as low as $18,995 delivered. I wanted a V8 ABS auto air, power everything, and more. But $21,990 is a crime at $18,995.
Okay, now, it's...
I know that savings like these only come once a year.
Having a good time with this?
Why should I pay retail when I can pay invoice?
Are you seriously looking for something here, or are you just...
I have no credit, bad credit, no problem. Same-day financing, free easy way to apply. I want 0% APR for 60 months, or 1.9 APR for 72 months, with rebates as high as $5,000.
Okay, sir, are you sure you're here to look for a car? Because I've got people here I need to help.
I want America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain protection. 5-year, 60,000-mile bumper-to-bumper, and 5-year unlimited mile, 24-hour roadside assistance.
Yeah, I can help you if you're seriously here to buy a car. Otherwise, I've got other people.
I know that savings like these only come once a year. All prices subject to prior sale and are subject to change without notice to incentive change. I must take delivery by September 15th. Thank you, and here's my address.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
That was Elvis Presley with Kentucky Rain. Here's the guy that likes to make my breakfast, and I like to let him do it. Jimmy Dean with Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
If you can't get rid of that skeleton in your closet, you best teach it to dance. George Bernard Shaw said that, and you're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do, all that I want. What I'm going through, it must be love. It must be love, love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Something is wrong, alright. I think of you all night, can't sleep till morning light. Must be love, seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love.
That was Don Williams, otherwise known as the Gentle Giant, with It Must Be Love. Here's Walter Brennan talking about something I'd very much like to do, and that's go back to the farm.
I don't care for city life. Move to town just to please my wife. Ain't allowed to whittle with my pocket knife. I want to go back to the farm. Can't wear overalls no more. Silly carpets all over the floor. Miss the boys at the general store. I want to go back to the farm. Sure miss fishing in old Mud Creek. Neighbors ain't friendly. They won't speak. Gotta take a bath at least once a week. Never had to do that in the farm. My, what I do to please the spouse. I was a man, now I feel like a mouse. Bathroom built right inside the house. Ain't like it was in the farm. fancy restaurants, neon lights, women walking round in tights. I even miss the chigabites I used to get in the farm. Supposed to be a life of ease. Well, guess I'm just a little hard to please. Mama don't fix them black-eyed peas like she done back in the farm. My, that wife of mine's a sight. Where's that girdle? Too darn tight. Gonna learn to play bridge tonight. She wasn't like that on the farm. Don't get milk from cows no more. Comes in a bottle, right to the door. You know, I ain't had a good saddle sore since I left my home on the farm. I'm a little older, but a whole lot wiser. My wife calls me a cheap old miser. Miss that smell of fertilizer that we had back on the farm. She just jabbers on the phone, talking about what the neighbors own. She's gonna find herself alone, 'cause I'm heading back for the farm.
I'm fixing to form the National Association of Broad Bottom Architects. Folks, have y'all stayed in a new motel lately that one of them architects is about 8 inches across the rump design? It's awful. It is awful. I'm 6 feet tall, weigh 265 pounds, and they done let a runt design the bathroom that I'm gonna stay in 200 nights a year all over the world. I was in one the other day, standing in the tub. Now, they don't never understand. They put that shower rod straight up on the inside of the tub, and that's awful. If they'd move it over 4 inches above the outside edge of the tub, then the shower curtain would be slanted, and the water would pour off of it, and it'd be a lot better. But no, them architects, they don't do that. Now, folks, let me tell you something else. It's hard to come up with a better deal than to reach over yonder on the left-hand side of the tub, just up above the drain hole, and turn on the hot water. Then you reach over here on the right and turn on the cool water, and you let it mix and homogenize and get it the right shade of warmness. But they done took them two faucets and made them into one. Now the worst ones are that old long one. It's got a long prong coming out from the wall. And finally, I got it like I wanted. I got under that water. It was the right temperature. And I'm soaping down. But the draft coming under the door and that steam has done got that little old doodinky, flimsy shower curtain up between my legs. And my knee bumps that long prong on that hot water. Hog scalding time.
If you're gonna give me good kisses like that, what? Honey, don't you know I'm gonna give them right back. That's a kiss and go away.
That's a kiss and go away.
Now that's a kiss and go away. Mess around and fall in love.
That's a hugging good way to mess around and fall in love.
Take this, you remember this? You know you called me on the phone.
Yeah, baby.
And just because I was alone. Yes, you came around wooing.
Admit it.
Now you better ask somebody if you don't know what you're doing.
Now you kissed me and you rocked my soul.
That's right.
Yes, that's a rockin' good way.
Yeah.
That's why I called you, baby.
You came around a-wooing. You'd better ask somebody if you don't know what you're doing.
Now that you kissed me and rocked my soul, don't come around knocking, rock and center. Roll. That's a rock and do it. Johnny, yeah. That's a rock and do
it. I'm with you, baby.
That's a rockin' good way to mess around and fall in love.
You better know it, baby.
I'm digging you.
It's a rockin' good way.
And I'd love to rock. How about you?
And baby, you got what it takes.
Ain't that something? You dig the rock?
I say.
Cool.
Stay out of my spot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like your spot, though, you know.
That was Jerry Clower with a little comedy about taking a shower, followed by Brooke and Dinah Washington with A Rockin' Good Way. Here's the Diamonds with The Stroll.
Strolling.
My name's Jason Kirtman, and I'm the guy that's been trying to bring back the nickel soda pop across this great country of ours. It's not a beverage, it's a concept about the way of life we used to enjoy right here in America. And I'd like to remind you once again that we can all do this. We can start by spending great quality time with our loved ones, especially those little kids. Make some great memories with them this week. That's my challenge. They'll never forget it. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.